It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Join Tom and Gus Counts as they provide play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis of Raven hoops throughout the regular and postseason. Our coverage is made possible in part by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Stay tuned. Your pregame begins right after these messages from our Raven Sports Boosters. Are you frustrated with the low interest rates on your money market and savings accounts? Would you like a conservative option to invest your rainy day funds? If so, here's an idea for you to consider. Ken Hamada at Hamada Wealth Management believes wealth management is not just about the stock market, it's also about looking at all your investment options. Most people don't realize they have access to not just traditional investments, but also FDIC-insured CDs. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. If you have at least $25K and are interested in FDIC-insured CDs, they have access to competitive rates. Give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management and IFG are unaffiliated entities. All CDs are FDIC insured up to at least $250K per depositor, per FDIC insured bank, per owner category, and not offered through IFG. If sold prior to maturity, subject to current market pricing, and may lose value prior to maturity.
Back with the air of the Ralph Dillon Gymnasium as we're getting set for the second half of our college basketball doubleheader here this afternoon at the Heart of America Athletic Conference as the Benedictine Ravens will be playing host to Culver Stockton to the guys game. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, producing and engineering and all of that complicated stuff, doing it so well back at the Kersport Studios. Thank you very much. Tom Couch with you here courtside, and this year's meeting between Benedictine and Culver Stockton is going to close out the Ravens' 2022 home schedule. It is the 49th time these two teams have met as members of the Heart of America Athletic Conference, and Benedictine has won the last 8 games with Culver Stockton here in the Nolan Gym, including a win last year, 75-66. Last time the Ravens lost at home to the Wildcats, January 3rd, 2013. So, Ravens have played very well against this team and would like very much to keep that kind of a streak alive. Ravens to Culver Stockton come in all candor, kind of having a little struggles right now in the course of the season. If you look at the Hart men's basketball standings, you will find, 2, 4, 6, 8. These teams are numbers 9 and 10 in a 14-team conference. Culver coming in at 5-4, 1-3 in the conference. Benedictine coming in at 3-7, also 1-3 in the conference. That all said, as the teams exit the floor and head over to their respective benches, let's take a little bit of a look at the starters, shall we? First of all, for Culver Stockton, under head coach Aaron Hill in his 5th season at CSC, Culver is going to be starting Robert Fry the second. Robert is a 6-foot sophomore from Indianapolis, Indiana. It'll be Javon Modester. He's a 5'10 senior from Denton, Texas. Out of Troy, Missouri, 6'6 senior. Jim King. You'll find, let me make sure I do this right, Carondas Harris Anderson, hyphenated surname. Carondas is a 6'4 junior from Waterloo, Iowa, and rounding it out, from Metamora, Illinois, Caleb Kaiser. He's a 6'7 junior. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. Bring you the Ravens starters, a little more insight in the tip right after this.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Well, we've gone through the starting our alignment for Colmer Johnson, and how about now for the Benedictine Ravens under 12th season head coach Ryan Moody. Benedictine, a young team with freshman Sam Ungashit, 6 foot tall out of Overland Park, Kansas, and 6'5", Preston Reynolds out of Leawood, Kansas, two freshmen in the starting rotation. Also a pair of juniors, 6'2" Ahmad Lewis from Kansas City. And out of Andover, Kansas, Braden Belt, he's a 6'1 junior. The lone starting senior here for Benedictine tonight is going to be Jaden Kimmy. Jaden out of Omaha, Nebraska, and he goes 6'6". Benedictine in his home whites with red and black. Culver Stockton in black uniforms with blue and white lettering and trim. That all said, Benedictine comes into the ballgame today loving their defense. Coach Moody likes it. He works very hard on it. It's paid off as the Ravens are ranked second in the conference in scoring defense through 10 games. Ravens have held their opponents to 67 points a game. Benedictine has held their opponents below their averages by double digits in three of their four conference games. Matter of fact, they held Baker to 20 points under their average, and Penn 16 under their average. So Ravens defense has been very outstanding. Thing for Culver Stockton is they do like to put points on the board. Culver has three starters in double figures. Okay? One other guy coming in off the bench in double figures. They end up scoring 76.4 a game. Benedictine scores 65. Culver's a good shooting team, averaging 44% from the floor, 35% from three, 76% at the free throw line. They are very, very solid with 27 blocks already this season. Talking about their leading scorers, well, three starters. Fry averages 16, King averages 10, Monaster 11, and Anderson averages 14 a game as we're set to go here. The ball goes up, tip of the way, and Culver Stockton is going to control it down. We are underway. CSC will go quickly over to the right block where the hook shot's off the window and good. And 15 seconds into the game, Culver is on the board. The bucket by Jim King. It is 2-0 CSC. Ravens work around the outside a little bit. Belt will cut over to the right. Driving in is Timmy, changes directions, works back out on top. Sam goes into the middle. The defender fell off him, and Sam up and in. Ungashik will put that one up and in, and Benedictine ties the game at 2. 19-10 to play in the opening half. Culver Stockton walking it into the floor court. Kind of swings it around to the right side, pushes it off on top again. It's going to be Modester. Jumps it over to the right edge. Culver patiently works the ball around a little bit. Starts to drive in. Shot clock at 5. Falling away shot is up and good for 2. Guy of the team has missed a shot yet. That bucket is good by Monster. And it's a 4-2 Culver lead. 4-2 Culver Stockton. BC back out of top. Oh, Timmy, that's a long 3. Won't quite go in either. Rebounding it down for CSC is going to be Harris. Homer coming out with the basketball, and Benedictine's going to take it the other way. Harris Anderson coming up with that board on the other end. The shot is going to be batted away, lost out of bounds, but Ravens are going to have it back in deep in the backcourt. Here comes Benedictine. Sam Ungashick will take it across the midcourt on the far side with 18-18 to go in the opening half. Ravens over to the right side. It's going to be Ahmad. Kicks it back to the left. Benedictine rotates it out on top. Preston. Hook pass across the lane. Risky pass and a lot of traffic, and Harris Anderson is able to get a hand on it, slap it out of bounds, and Benedictine with 13 of the shot clock will be putting it in play once again right in front of the Culver Stockton bench. Culver and the Ravens inbound it right into the hands of Javon Monister, and it goes coast-to-coast, and Benedictine's going to reject the shot. What a play down court. Preston Reynolds. BC back up the floor with it. Here's Ahmad. He'll dance to the left, kick it out on top to Preston, drives into the baseline, loses the ball, and Benedictine throws it away. So these two teams are a little shaky in the early going, 17:45 to play. And the ball tapped out on top. Monister's going to save it, and Culver Stockton will keep the drive alive. Blaze will take it on the left side for CSC. He will back in and then back away a little bit. Kick it over to the left side. It's going to be Blaze. Ball knocked out of bounds. Al Benedictine, only five on the shot clock. Jalen Blaze out on the court right now. Jalen is a senior from Brooklyn, New York, at 6'3". The ball comes in. Quick turnaround shot. Boom. Perfect. Harris Anderson puts it in. And that is a hyphenated surname. Ravens are trailing here early. It's 6-2. 17 minutes to play. First half. Back it in. Preston Reynolds back it in. Swings it over to the left side to Ahmad. Ravens working around the outside to Timmy. Over to the right. It's going to go. Belt will drive in. Pull up. 13-footer. No. Rebounding it down is going to be Culver Stockton. Wildcats will run it the other way. They'll take it over to the left side. Harris Anderson will dump it over into the wing. Getting it in the hands of Blaze. He'll follow a shot off the back of the rim and it's no good. Rebound Benedictine. Preston Reynolds coming up with the basketball, and the Ravens are going to take it the other way. BC going from left to right across your dial here in the opening half. Topside, Braden Belt. It's three. It's good. Braden Belt getting his first points of the afternoon. Benedictine right back in this thing, trailing by one at 6-5 with 16 and a half to go in the first half. Head coach Aaron Hill for Culver Stockton is already bringing two guys up to the scorer's table. Culver works around to the right side. Monister over to the left edge. Blaze back out on top. Monister for three. Off the rim once, twice, no good. Rebounding it down. Ahmad Lewis and Benedictine is going to run it back. Quickly, Ungashick to the top of the key. Ahmad right side, deep into the right corner in front of the Culver bench. It'll be Preston Reynolds. As he drives across, there's some contact and a foul call. Foul is going to be on Culver Stockton's Jim King. His first foul. It's the first foul of the ball game by either team. And Benedictine will make a substitution, rotating the seniors here as they will take Jaden Timmy out of the game and bring in 6'6", the Liberty, Missouri native Tyson Taffy. 15:50 to go. Here's a falling away shot for Belt. Off the mark, no good. Rebounding it down is going to be Monister, and here comes Culver Stockton. Wildcats with a 6-5 lead, to 15:40 to go in the opening half. Men's college basketball this afternoon on Care Radio in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. Lots of games going on around. We'll try to get you that list here in just a second as Culver's shot misses, but an offensive rebound is going to set him up with another opportunity. So moving out in front, BC's little zone defense down. Monister has it in the middle, nearly stolen away. Seven on the shot clock. The ball stripped free and stolen. Ungashick knocked it away. Down the left side's Belt. A running three. No. And a missed shot hits the rim and leaps up over the back of the backboard and out of bounds. 15 minutes to go in the half. Now Ungashick will come out and Jaden Timmy's going to come back into the game, and it's going to cause BC to shift some things around. It's going to take Braden Belt and move him to the one. Skip pass over to the left side. It's going to be stolen by Ahmad Lewis. Ahmad up the court. He's one on three, and very wisely slows this thing down. Another feed underneath. Tyson Cassidy goes up for the layup, has it rejected. Hits it back, follows it up, and gets that one to roll in. It's good, Tyson Cassidy. Tyson with his first bucket of the day, and once again, Benedictine is back to within a point. Or rather, excuse me, Benedictine is up by a point at 7-6. 14:30 to go. Cobo with it over to the left side. And we get an offensive foul off the basketball. And I think it's at 31. It is. Got to be on Ryan Moore. Ryan Moore is just newly into the game, a 6'7" sophomore from Melbourne, Australia. And we're going to have a Culver timeout. Let's do it. What do you say? We take a break with Coach Hill. Coming at 14:22 to go, opening half of the guys' game, where it is Benedictine 7, Culver Stockton 6.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Have you with us here on a Saturday afternoon. College basketball on CARE Radio, and looking through some of the statistics provided by the SIDs here today. Josh Pound at Benedictine and John Schild from Culver Stockton. Here's Jaden Timmy for Benedictine putting up a three that will not fall, and the rebound is tipped around a little bit. Culver's going to sweep it away. And up the floor comes Harris Anderson. Wildcats throw it away. Harris Anderson is now talking to his teammate, going to Ryan Moore, going, I thought I had you up here on my left hand. He goes, well, I thought I was supposed to stop. So the ball just rockets into the bleachers. BC will have a backup play. Skip pass to the right side. Timmy backing in, changes hand, shot up, no, and no foul called. And a rebound comes up to Culver Stockton. Wildcats flying into the forecourt where that's Seth Larson with it. Here's a baseline three, fails, and a rebound's going to be tipped down, taken down by Preston Reynolds. Seth Larson, a 6'5 sophomore from Columbia, Missouri, Hickman High School. The feed in the middle, and going up, they're going to call a shot being taken by Tyson Caffey. So Tyson will come to the free throw line, having just been fouled by Gabe Cox. Gabe is a 6'1 guard. A sophomore from Winchester, Illinois, out of John Wood Community College. Free throw rolls around it in. So Tyson Caffey is tied for the Ravens' scoring lead with 3 points. And he can take it all by himself with this free throw here. Does it? Tyson Caffey's got that big, long frame and a long reach, and he holds the ball high above his head and shoots it from above his head on those free throws, but able to knock it down and puts Benedictine up by 3. 9-6 with 13:20 to go in the first half. Culver into the forecourt with it. Gabe will take it around to the right side. CSC on offense. Here's a feed down to the baseline left where Moore's shot from the corner is going to be up and good for 3. Ryan Moore ties the game at 9 with one flick of the wrist. 13 minutes left. BC over to the left side. Ahmad down low to Tyson. Caffey dribbles it into the corner. Now keeps the dribble alive. Cuts into the lane. Feeds it across to Sam. Ungashik out on top. Ahmad's rainbow for 3. Around and around and around and around and around and in. How about that, Ahmad Lewis? It is 12-9. Benedictine. 12.5 to go in the half. Down the right side. Here's a 3 for the Wildcats. Very wide to the right side. And Tyson will be called for a foul. And if you look at the scoreboard, you try to kind of run the numbers a little bit for Benedictine. Basically, you're looking at a giving up about a point a minute, roughly. And Coach Moody would be really good with that. That would be spot on with what he's looking for. Ryan Moore coming to the free throw line here for Culver Stockton. His first shot is up and good, and he is the Wildcats' leading scorer now with four. One more shot on its way. Got them both. Wait a minute, is this three? Okay, this is going to be called a three shot. So one more shot. And Moore can tie this thing up right here. And we'll do it. Back to back to back free throws. And it's 12-12 at 12:20 to play here in the first half. Aaron Atchison, Kansas. Part of America Athletic Conference, men's college basketball. Sam Ungashick will dump it over to the left side where Braden Belt falls away. Three-point shot, nope. Rebounding it down. CSC, Wildcats up the floor. Benedictine has made a couple of changes. We'll pick them up here in just a minute. Ungashick and Timmy, Belt and Kathy. Joining them is going to be LaRue. So Benedictine has got Bryson LaRue in the game, and here on the right side, Belt's long shot, no good. And these two teams now are just exchanging long-range shots. Here's the three on the other end, missing, and a rebound to LaRue, and Benedictine's going to take it the other way. They go down to one end, square up a three, miss it. Defense rebound, take the other end. They'll square up a three, miss it. It's just been back and forth now for several trips. The feet underneath Tyson. The hook shot is good. Tyson Cathy is coming off the bench and done a great job for Benedictine. Now at 6 points, he's got the Ravens in front 14-12. 11-11 to go in the first half. The dish to the outside. Back out on top. It's going to come. Blaze has come back in the game. Harris Anderson is back in. New player in the game for Culver Stockton is Coke Daw out of Salt Lake City, Utah. Here's a shot from the top. It's going to be just a little wide to the left side. Coke Daw. K-O-K. And his last name is D-A-W. He's a redshirt sophomore out of Northwestern Community College. And again, from Salt Lake City, 6'9". Benedictine's going to take Tyson Caffey out of the game, and the Ravens will rotate in their senior post. Joel Adise, total 6'6", out of Nigeria, averages just over 3 points a game. Ravens on offense. Sam, hook shot, no. Joel there for the putback. So Adise comes right into the game and makes an impact, and it's 16-12 of Benedictine. 10.5 to play, first half. As you'll recall, Joseph and the guys' games will get a media break, the first break under 10. Here's a left side shot for three, rims around and good for Culver Stockton. Jim King and his 5th point of the day. It's a 1-point Raven lead. 10-10 to go, first half. Ungashick down the floor, works the left side, tries to play off the screen. Finally gets it worked around. Comes right side to LaRue. He'll go three. There it is. How about that? Bryson LaRue from outside. 19-15 at Benedictine. 9:40 left. Benedictine. 6 of 15 3-point shooting. Only 25%. Excuse me. 2 of We'll fix that. 7 of 16 from the floor and 3 of 9 now. 3-point shooting. And as the ball, Doc Quinn goes out of bounds, we will get our media break. We're going to enjoy it. 9.5 to go here in the opening half in Atchison, Kansas. It is the good Ravens, 19, Culver Stockton, 15.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Good afternoon to the inside here in the NOLA Gymnasium. Enjoying a little college basketball on CARE Radio. Happy to have you with us. Quickly glancing at the numbers right now. Benedictine. Ravens are shooting pretty well. 7 of 16, 44%. 83 of 9 3-point shots. To our Culver Stockton is 5 of 13. And they're 2 of 6 3-point shooting. Neither team has missed a free throw. Benedictine out of the court with Ongashik and Reynolds, LaRue, Belt, and Adise. For Culver Stockton, it'll be Moore and Daw, King, Blaze, and Modester. Culver putting the ball in play, coming out of the T.O., dumps it over to the right side where King will launch the three. It's too strong. Adise, way upstairs, sweeps it down, and Benedictine up the floor with it. Preston Reynolds will take it into the forecourt, working down the right side. BC going from left to right across your dial in this first half. Ungashik, little swing side to side, trying to shake a defender. Dumps it over, gets it there to LaRue, and the running shot is up, and they're going to wave that thing off. So Benedictine will not get that shot on the board. And at 9 minutes to go in the half, the Ravens still lead at 19-15. LaRue going to be called for his first turnover of the afternoon. Over to the left block very quickly. The pass down low. The shot is up. It's in. Plus one. LaRue picking up the foul. So Bryson LaRue, going to be foul number one. And at the free throw line, Seth Larson looking to keep this game perfect at the free throw line. Culver Stockton will bring Caleb Kaiser back in. The guy started the game, but we saw him for a limited amount of time and just now coming back. This free throw, it's up and good for Larson. And the Raven lead cut to one. Seth Larson out of Columbia, Missouri as a 6'5 sophomore. 19-18 Benedictine. 8:40 left in the opening half. Here's LaRue going right side. Ungashik will handle it there. Works his way out on top. Pulls up, and we're going to wave that up as there's a Benedictine offensive foul. This one is going to be on Adise. So Joel will have his first foul. Ravens team foul three. 8.5 to go in the first half. The feed over to the right side, just outside the block a little bit. The pass out of the free throw line where the runner is up and dropped to the bottom of the net by Javon Modester. And with that, Culver Stockton retakes the lead at 20-19. Inside 8 to go. Been a back and forth game. Neither team has been able to put together any kind of a really substantial lead at all. It's been little run here, little run there. Long cross-court pass. It's, again, thrown away by Preston Reynolds. Preston looking at his hands as if they held the answer to what happened there. And Reynolds looks really not happy about coming out of the game. And now he's not. Coach Moody stops and goes, no. You stay in. And it is going to be Sam coming out of the game. So LaRue, Adise, and Ungashik will be out for Benedictine. Timmy and Kathy back in the game. They're out there with Adise, Belt, and Reynolds. Here's a drive into the lane. Little hook shot is going to go up and roll around. No good. Jaden Timmy coming up with a rebound. Here comes Benedictine. Ravens trail by one. Comes up to Tyson. Out on top. Ahmad for three. Wide left. Rebound. Long rebound. Way out on top. Modester. And here comes Culver. Over to the left side. Blaze for three. No. Rebound Benedictine. Belt coming up with a basketball. He'll take it the other way. 7:15 to go in the first half. BC with the basketball, trailing it here by one. Lady Ravens stumbling in the first game today. BC's guys would like to at least get a split here today. Here's a shot to the right side. Back and in. Preston goes in traffic, draws the foul, can't hit the shot. He'll come to the line for a couple of free throws instead. The foul for Culver Stockton is going to be assessed to Seth Larson. Ed Larson out of Columbia, Missouri. Big guy. Scores about 7 points a game for Culver. Here's your free throw. Rolls around and good. Preston Reynolds. That was only his first point of the game. Benedictine, I think, looked to see a little more than that from him. He only averages 8.5 a game. Second free throw also good. Ravens back in front by one at 21-20. 6:50 left in the half. Culver out top side with it. Going to be Modester. He's the leading scorer in his team. He's just a team leader out there. They do as well as he does. Tyson Caffey slips, falls to the floor, and player whom he was defending, Caleb Kaiser, uncontested layup. 22-21. Culver back in front by one, and the Ravens will try to back in. Preston Riddles back it in. Turns to the inside, rotates, turns again, and puts a shot up, but he was well too far behind the goal to have a good angle on that one. The rebound off the miss coming up to CSC. 6:10 to go in the half. Culver with the basketball, leading it by one at 22-21. Over to the right side, it's going to be Blaze. He'll have it top of the key, fading away. The long two, rims out, no good. Rebound tipped around, and Preston Reynolds will control it down. And then Preston is going to bring it up court for Benedictine. Sam Hungershick coming to the scorer's table. We're going to see him back into the game very, very quickly, I suspect. Back over to the left is going to be Braden Belt. Has the ball stripped out of his hands. And quick hands on the defense by Javon Modester. Ryan Moore and Carondas Harris-Anderson are back in for Culver Stockton. And Sam Mungershick is in for Benedictine. 5:44 to go. Game moving along pretty quickly, actually, here this afternoon. We're only about 2:30. We're half an hour in and 5 minutes to go in the first half. Here's a long three. Hits the back of the rim with a long rebound. Cleared away by Culver. Nearly a travel, but no whistle blown. And coming away with the ball is going to be Ryan Moore. CSC into the forecourt. Push pass left side. Taken by Jalen Blaze. Now over to the screen is going to be Larson. He'll bring it across. The shot is up. No good. And Benedictine will throw it away. You heard the moan from the crowd. 5:14 to go here in the first half. Culver's going to put the ball in play in front of the Raven bench. Jalen Blaze will inbound and come out on top to Modester with their team leading Benedictine by one, 22-21. Long three here, halfway in and no good. BC with the rebound, Unkershick up court. We talked about it a little bit in the pregame show. These two teams' seasons so far have largely mirrored one another. 5-4 in the count, or 5-4 and 3-7. Neither team playing as well as they would like to. Here's Ahmad Lewis for three. That's his second three of the game. Benedictine goes back in front at 24-22. 4:38 left. Anthony Hall with it, or excuse me, Jalen Blaze with it. Fading away. Here's a three. Nope. Rebound. CSC stripped away and a Benedictine foul. Going to result in a couple of free throws here to Seth Larson. The foul on Ahmad. Ahmad will pick up his first personal foul. Benedictine, it'll be team foul four. To the Ravens with four first half fouls. The free throw rolls out. No good. Ryan Moore, who a moment ago, remember that three shot foul? He stepped up there and hit all three of them. Well, missing that one. It's three out of four at the line. Second free throw is good, and the Ravens are going to get Adise and LaRue back in. The free throw makes it a 1 point game. 24-23, Benedictine. 4:20 to go in the half. Hungershick and LaRue bringing it up. They will meet Ahmad Lewis, Joel Adise, and Braden Belt in the forecourt. Ball knocked away from Hungershick. Now he's in a little trouble. Gets it to Adise, who bounces it off his knee. And up court with it will come Culver Stockton. They've got numbers. Drives left side. The shot up the window is missed. Offensive rebound. Stripped away. picked up by LaRue. Benedictson taking it the other way. Here comes Adise. Pushes off a little bit. No foul called. Got a player behind him that he did not see. And Benedictson is back on offense. Around to the left side is Benedictson and Amon Lewis. And the Ravens get fouled. Going to be put in play for BC in front of the Culver-Stockton bench. 3:40 to go in the half. Ungershick will take the inbound, go down the left side of the lane, and goes straight to the rack, lays it up and in. Ungershick for four. 26-23, Benedictine. 3:33 to go in the half. Culver up top side. Kings with it. Feeds down low, and that was an easy two for Ryan Moore. Moore's come and really played well here today. 26-25, Benedictine. So far in the ballgame today, Ryan Moore, 9 points. 9 minutes. Here's a driving lane from the right side for Benedictine. Braden Belt with five. And we get a Culver timeout. Does it? We're going to take this one as we're just inside 3 minutes to go in the half of the guys' game. Ravens 28, Wildcats 25.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Benedictine has played well in the first half of this game, and matter of fact, they've not just started well, but they've continued, and right now they're, for example, 3 of the last trips down the floor. They're 3 of 3 on field goals. They are shooting the ball pretty well. Ravens hit 45% of their shots. 4 out of 4 at the free throw line. They've out-rebounded Culver-Stockton 15-13, so Ravens doing some of those kind of very strong fundamental teams that are things that Coach Booty hopes to get his team to do and looks to get them to do to be successful. Here we go, coming up the floor with the out of the timeout. CSC with the basketball, treading the Ravens 28-25. Over to the left side with the ball. Culver brings it back out on top to King. Around to the left side again. It's going to be Harris Anderson. Modester works around to the right side in front of Ahmad Lewis, and then Lewis has a handle on the ball, stumbles a little bit in travel. That's a turnover by Javon Modester, who does not do that much. Modester, 5'10 senior out of Denton, Texas, started every game this season for this team, averages about a dozen points an outing. Benedictine down court with the ball. Here's another 3, and a wedge shot by Ahmad. Adise leaps up, makes it look so easy to knock that ball out of there. You will go to the possession arrow on the wedge shot, and I know that because I've seen like 4 of them already this year, 3 high school ones already, hard to believe. First one I've seen in the college game, but it was jammed in there. Possession arrow back to Benedictine. Right? They're going to be putting it into the baseline, and it'll come out on top to Adise. To Belt, falling away the 3, short. And a rebound is going to go out of play. Raven basketball. Touch last by Culver Stockton's Ryan Moore. Benedictine has made 36 three-pointers so far this season. Here's a little shot in the middle for Benedictine. It's going to be up and good. So BC pushes its lead now to 30-25. The bucket is up and in by Belt, by the way. assists if you're keeping your score sheet at home. That gives him 7. Here's a baseline jump shot. Up no good. Ahmad Lewis with the rebound. Preston Reynolds brings it up the court for Benedictine. 6'5" guard. The height of some of these guards has gotten just phenomenal. BC will have it out topside. Braden Belt. Braden cuts over to the right side. A little behind-the-back dribble. Now goes down the left side of the lane. Brings it off on top to Ahmad. He'll drive down. Goes in. Off the window. No. And the rebound is going to be cleared away by Ryan Moore. Here comes Culver. Minute 20 to go in the opening half. CSC over to the left side with the basketball. Gets it to Larson now. On top, the shot for 3. Rims out. No good. Culver with the offensive board. The feedback over to the right side. And the bucket is going to be up and good. And a great job inside. Okay, by Larson for Culver. He juked his defender. Got him in the air. Went up. Hit the bucket. Drew the foul on Benedictine's Anthony Hall. Back to the free throw line they come, and an opportunity for Culver Stockton to complete the conventional three. Seth Larson has one conventional three already today, and he will make it 2 for half a dozen points like that. That foul on Benedictine's Anthony Hall, a 6'5 guard from Parkville, Missouri. Ravens have used quite a lot of players already in the game this afternoon. Here comes Benedictine into the forecourt, right side. Belt over to the left to Preston. Reynolds back it in, has the ball stripped out of his hands, loses it out of bounds. So Preston's had multiple turnovers already this afternoon. That'll be his 3rd. 46, 45, 44 seconds to go here in the opening half. Culver Stockton with the basketball. They're looking to tie it. Take a lead with the long shot. Here is the long shot. There is the lead. How about that? Culver Stockton. Monister hits his first 3 of the game, and Benedictine trailing by 1. 31-30. Back out on top it comes. Shot clock and game clock about 4 seconds apart. Ravens have the ball. Go over to the right side. Ahmad for 3. Yes, Ahmad Lewis! His 3rd 3. 33-31. 9 seconds. 7 seconds. Culver. Right side. Falling away. The long 2. No. Rebound to Dice. It's halftime. We'll be back here in the Nolan and summarize the opening half for you. Men's College Basketball on K-Radio. Finds the score at the break. Benedict to 35. Culver Shock to 31. We'll be right back.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Skyway Vapes in Atchison at 711 Commercial Street is decorated for Christmas. And they've got some great gift-giving ideas for that special vapor in your life. How about $6 and $8 gift bags and gift certificates, right along with a full line of Delta products and accessories, and all the e-juice from salts to sub-ohm juice, all available on their shelves right now. Skyway Vapes in downtown Atchison. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 9, and Sundays, noon to 7.
Here in the Nolan Gymnasium, the teams have retired to the locker rooms for intermission. Benedictine with a 2-point lead at the break, 33-31. Quick look at the halftime scoring for you. First of all, 4 Culver Stockton, no player in double-digit scoring. Coming off the bench, Ryan Moore leads the way with 9 points. 7 in the opening half for Javon Monister, with 6 for Seth Larson. Jim King with 5 and 2 apiece for Carondas, Harris Anderson, and Caleb Kaiser. Thank you. For Benedictine, also no player in double-figure scoring. However, Ahmad Lewis on the power of 3 3-point shots. He paces away with 9 points. 7 in the opening half for Braden Bell and Tyson Gathie with a half dozen. It drops into Sam Ungashik's 4-3 for Bryson LaRue. Preston Reynolds Joel Adeze each with two. No player on either team in any kind of foul trouble as we go to halftime. That all said, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back and bring to you the second half of tonight's, well, I guess this afternoon, moving into the evening, game live here on K-Radio. But right now with the intermission score, Benedictine 33, Culver Stockton 31. Back we go to Joseph in the Care Sports Studio for yet another classic halftime.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to.
The new Fall Blizzard Treat menu is at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take Five, Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest Fall Blizzard Treat menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious, world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Good afternoon. This is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you college basketball. It's the Benedictine Ravens playing host to Culver Stockton. We'll return to the men's game in just a moment. Coming up on Tuesday, we do have high school basketball, as we'll have Atchison High versus Harmon. Girls should take to the court around 6 p.m. The boys should take to the court around 8. Wednesday brings us to Benedictine College Ravens basketball again, as they are on the road at Park. 5:30 is the scheduled tip-off time for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime around 7:30. Thursday brings us to a rare Thursday night game with JCN versus Troy at 6 o'clock with the girls' game. The boys should take to the court at 8. Friday, we've got high school basketball again, as we've got Valley at Donovan West. It is a 6 p.m. scheduled tip for the girls' game, 8 p.m. scheduled tip for the boys' game. Then on Saturday, we've got Benedictine at Clark, as the Ravens will be on the road next week with the games scheduled for high noon again in the women's and 2 p.m. for the men's. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference and the scores as I have them.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill, and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Taking a look at women's basketball in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we've got some finals to report. It was Evangel over Mount Mercy with the final score of Evangel Ladies 71, Mount Mercy 55. Peru State Ladies beat Baker with the final score of Peru State 72, Baker 67. at the final in the game that you listened to earlier right here at Hot Country 93.7. It was Culver Stockton at 60 points to Lady Ravens 55. At the start of the third in the Grandview game, it is Grandview 23 to Park 19. At the half, it's Central Methodist 43, William Penn 19. And again at the half, it is Mid-American Nazarene 30, with Graceland sitting at 27 in women's basketball scores. I'll be back with the men's scores for games in action right now.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, olé the day.
Taking a look at men's scores right now in games in action, we have got quite a few scores to report right now at the half. In the Culver Stockton Benedictine game, we've got the final or the score right now as Benedictine. Wait a minute, it's not updating. Oh my goodness. We've got Benedictine at 33 points to Culver Stockton's 31. Taking a look at the Mount Mercy Evangel game, the last reported was with 5 minutes and 8 seconds left in the first half. It was Evangel 26, Mount Mercy 25. At halftime, it is Peru State over Baker right now with a score of Peru State 33, Baker 27. We'll be returning to Tom Counts after a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Powerstroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Are you frustrated with the low interest rates on your money market and savings accounts? Would you like a conservative option to invest your rainy day funds? If so, here's an idea for you to consider. Ken Hamada at Hamada Wealth Management believes wealth management is not just about the stock market, it's also about looking at all your investment options. Most people don't realize they have access to not just traditional investments, but also FDIC-insured CDs.
At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. If you have at least $25K and are interested in FDIC-insured CDs, they have access to competitive rates. Give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group. Member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management and IFG are unaffiliated entities. All CDs are FDIC insured up to at least $250K per depositor, per FDIC insured bank, per owner category, and not offered through IFG. If sold prior to maturity, subject to current market pricing, and may lose value prior to maturity.
Here's your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with highs around 46. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 22. Tonight, mainly clear skies. High of 47 tomorrow. Chance for scattered showers Monday and Tuesday. Upper 40s Monday, mid 50s by Tuesday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Skyway Vapes in Atchison at 7-Eleven Commercial Street is decorated for Christmas. And they've got some great gift-giving ideas for that special vapor in your life. How about $6 and $8 gift bags and gift certificates, right along with a full line of Delta products and accessories and all the e-juice from salts to sub-ohm juice, all available on their shelves right now. Skyway Vapes in downtown Atchison. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 9, and Sundays, noon to 7.
Hey, back with you here in the Ralph Thoman Gymnasium. Good to have you back here on CARE Radio. Joseph, our producer and engineer, back at the CARE Sports Studio. Tom Couch here courtside, and for a Benedict, and it was a good first half, and you play a quality team, you take a lead into the locker room at halftime, it is a good day. And so for Benedictine, and it was that. They lead here at intermission 33-31. And Joseph back at the studio, Tom Counts with you here, and for Benedictine, we're going to look at some of the halftime numbers here. As a lot of Raven fans in the stands here today. Going to get a chance to see some of them and chat with some of them. Quick look at how it's gone at halftime for these two clubs. For Culver Stockton, we mentioned they're 11 of 30 shooting the basketball, 36.7%, and only 3 of 13 from three-point range, 6 of 7 at the free throw line. For Benedictine, they're 12 of 27 shooting at 44%, a good clip, hitting one-third of their three-point shots, 5 of 15, but perfect at 4 of 4 at the free throw line. The rebounding lead belongs to Benedictine, 18 to 15. BC has a half a dozen assists to Culver Stockton, 5, and for the Ravens, 5 personal fouls to go with 8 turnovers in the first half. Personal fouls belong to Adise and LaRue, along with Hall, Kathy, and Ahmad Lewis. For Culver Stockton, personal fouls again. 4 fouls, 4 guys each with 1. None of that's going to be any kind of a factor as the game moves on here into the second half. Both teams huddle up around the respective coaching staffs as we are just about ready to get underway with the second half here. Benedictine in the home white with red and black, Culver Stockton, and those traveling black uniforms with blue and white. Really good uniform, much, much better than the ladies' uniform from game number one here today. Benedictine is going to have Sam Undersick and Preston Reynolds with Ahmad Lewis, Braden Belt, Tyson Cathy beginning the second half. For Culver Stockton, it'll be Robert Fry and Javon Modester. You'll have Jim King out there, Carondis, Harris Anderson, and Caleb Kaiser. Alternate position will award the basketball to Culver Stockton, and we are underway here in the second half. Benedictine with the 33-31 lead. Culver with the basketball. They'll take it down the right side. Culver going from right, or rather from left to right, from left to right across your dial here in the second half. CSC with it out on top, single digits already on the shot clock. Looking into the middle, trying to drive in it for the shot blocked! And they're going to call Preston Reynolds for a foul. Wow. Preston looks just shocked by that. I have to echo that. Reynolds will have his first personal foul today. It'll be Kingstown 1 by Benedictine. Not quite a half a minute into the second half. Coming to the free throw line, Modester. Free throw's good. So for Cobra Stockton, Javon Modester will hit his first free throw of the game. He's an 84% free throw shooter, so he's really, really good. Averages 11-2 a game. The left-handed shot up and perfect. He will get them both, and he is at 9 points now and tied for his team's scoring honors. It's 33-32 Ravens. Trail or rather lead? Ravens lead by one, but going to have to keep that offense clicking along here. Here's the pass over to the left side where Preston will set up a three. It's not going to go in. The rebound tipped out on top. The feed underneath to Preston. Goes in, goes up, gets whacked, no foul called, and back the other way comes Culver Stockton. Coach Moody is livid. Preston gets a foul called on him for what looked like a really clean block on one end of the court. On the other end, he gets nearly knocked to the floor, no foul called. Now the ball's going to be stolen by Tyson Caffey. On the other end, the driving layup is going to be up and good by Braden Belt. Belt hits the bucket. He's got 9 at 35-32 Benedictine. We're a minute and a half into the second half now. Cobra down the floor. Modester will take it. Works around to the left side. Dumps it over to the wing to Harris Anderson. He'll ease it out on top of the crossover dribble from right to left. Kicks it back over to the left wing to Kaiser. Kaiser dumps it down low. Left hand fall away. Shot up. No. Rebounding it down is Ungashik. And here comes Benedictine. Sam dumps it over to the left side. Into the forward court. Preston Reynolds will take it there. Brings it back over to Braden. Top side to Ahmad. 2 minutes into the second half now. Lewis playing off of Tyson Caffey's screen. Kicks it back over to the left side. Driving in his belt. He'll feed it into the corner. Sam goes three. Can't hit it. And a rebound back down to Culver Stockton. CSC into the forecourt with the basketball. You got Jalen Blaze already checking into the game. Blaze will swing it over to the left side. Here's a baseline three. It is up and good. Harris Anderson, his first three of the game. And Culver has gone in front. 36-35. And we've got 17 and a half to go. BC will skip it into the lane. Back out on top to Tyson. Sam travels. No whistle. Feeds right. Baseline three. Belt. Nope. Rebound Culver. Modester coming up with the rebound. And Tyson Caffey looking for the steal. You heard the moan from the crowd. Tyson got over there and then got tangled up. Everybody flew. And for Tyson Caffey, it'll be a personal foul. Tyson Caffey. Personal foul number two. Benedictine. Team foul two of the second half. Culver Stockton has not committed a second half foul yet. We're 3 minutes in. A D-State coming to the scorer's table. A little behind the back pass. Culver, bunny hops into the lane. One-handed shot is up and in. Jim King's got 7. Benedictine now trailing in the ball game. 38-35, 16:50 left. Reynolds will work it right side. Culver stays in the player defense. Skips it over to Ahmad. He'll cut into the lane. Once again, his shot away. Defense is good. Shot clock's at 10. Back out on top, Ahmad. Lewis will cut to the top. He'll pull up. It's 3 off the back of the rim, and the rebound tipped around, and Culver's going to sweep it away. Back up the court again with it is going to come Javon Modester. Wildcats into the forecourt, right side Moore. Moore holds it up. He's standing in front of the Culver Stockton bench. It's going to be knocked away. What a great job by Tyson Caffey to come up with that steal. Ungashik up the floor, stops at the top, goes left side, Preston. Reynolds kicks it just above the block. Tyson Caffey backs in. No room there. Pushes it back off on top. Sam starts to drive in. Backs away. Pulls up the long two. Doesn't get it. Rebounding it down to Culver Stockton and Harris Anderson. 15:55 to go in the game. 38-35 Wildcats. Here's a three right side. No. Rebounding it off the floor is Benedictine and Braden Belt. Back up court with it will come BC. A lot of running. And now Belt throws a pass to Preston Reynolds who had his back to him. Hits him in the back. And that's about a handful of times that this has happened. Ravens not being aware of a ball coming to them, not looking at it, not looking for it, interested in getting down the floor. And the ball's going to get away. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll come back to Culver Stockton, and we're going to get a timeout. Taking a break, down to 5:40 to play in the game. Wildcats 38, Ravens 35.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Well, as we return, I'm not really certain whether Joseph has had the opportunity to remind you, but you can never say too often that you're listening to CAIR Radio, K-A-I-R-F-M, Horton Atchison. I mean, that can't be said often enough. Here's a Culver Stockton 3 that is off the mark, and rebounding it down is Ahmad Benedictine coming the other way. Ravens have made a couple of substitutions during that break in action, and here's a little behind-the-back pass. Adise head fakes twice, goes up, gets fouled. And it is for Benedictine. Joel Adise and Jaden Timmy. You've got Ahmad Lewis, Preston Reynolds, and Sam Ungashick out on the floor for BC right now. For Culver Stockton, the foul is going to put Adise at the line for a pair of shots. The first one, yeah. So Joel Adise collects his third point this afternoon. The foul, by the way, was going to be on Jim King. That will be his second foul today. Adise's second free throw. Kicks off wide to the left side. No good. Culver rebounds it down. It's now 38-36 Culver and 15-10 to go. Wildcats up top side. Spread the floor a little bit here. 15 minutes to go. They'll dish it right side. Outside the lane. Trying to drive in. Little hook shot behind his head. It's up and no good. Try to get it around Timmy, but Jaden doing a good job of defending the play. And Benedictine into the forecourt and on offense. Timmy out on top. Ungashick. Sam jumps around to the right side. Stops in the wing. Brings it back out on top. Timmy top of the key. Over to the left side. LaRue is in the game. Loses the hand a little bit, but fortunately for the Ravens, Ahmad Lewis was on the spot to come up with a loose ball. Here's Timmy. Skips it underneath it again. LaRue mishandles the ball. My goodness, he's struggling here today. A freshman from Lee Summit with another turnover, and here comes Culver Stockton. They've got the ball in a two-point lead, falling away the three, no good, and then a flop. The official looks at him, sliding across the floor, and is like, what are you doing down there? No foul called. Benedictine coming up with the missed shot. Back up the floor they'll go. 14-10 to play. Not on top with it. A beautiful give-and-go to Adise, who gets tripped and now comes up lame. Adise limping up the court. He's going to probably be coming out into the lane. The spinning shot is up and short. Rebound Culver followed up and in plus one. Get the bucket to Ryan Moore. He's a double-figure scoring and a foul by Jaden Timmy. Jaden Timmy, personal foul number one. For Benedictine, it'll be what, the 13th foul in the second half and an opportunity at the three-point play. You're going to get Adise coming out of the game and Tyson Caffey's back in. So Tyson, Caffey, Jaden Timmy down to the baseline as his free throw's up and good. LaRue stays in the game. Ahmad Lewis is out there and bringing the ball up the court is going to be Sam Ungashick. Completing the three-point play, Ryan Moore puts the Wildcats up on Benedictine 41-36. 13:44 to go. Over to the right side, LaRue kicks it down low to Tyson, who gets pushed and fouled from behind. So that foul is on Ryan Moore, his second foul today. At a 13:40 to play, Benedictine bringing it in at their baseline, 20, reset on the shot clock. It comes into Ahmad. He's had a nice game shooting the basketball. Here's LaRue for three. There it is. This is why Bryce Miller is out there as he hits his second three of the game, and we will get a CSC full timeout. Let's do it, Joseph. 13.5 to go. We got quite a game going on here in Atchison, Kansas, where it is Culver Stockton 41, Benedictine 39.
The new Fall Blizzard Treat menu is at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take 5, Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest Fall Blizzard Treat menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious, world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Many other games going on around the Heart of America Athletic Conference this afternoon is other 2 o'clock guys tip off. Clark at Missouri Valley, Mount Mercy at Evangel, Culver Stockton, of course, here in Baker at Peru State. 4 o'clock games, Central Methodist at William Penn, Mid-America at Graceland, and Grandview at Park. So you got that all happening. Wednesday, a lot of games around the conference, by the way. There's that early one, 6:30 game, Valley at Mid-America Valley. I'm constantly tweaking those game start times. You see them have a lot of unusual days and or times. Backing in, the Culver turnaround shot. Nope, rebound tip. Culver with the rebound, followed up. Nope, rebound, Ahmad Lewis. Benedictine up the court, trying to get by a pair. Ahmad will bring it over to the left side, drive in toward the free throw line. Backs away, keeps the dribble alive, now works it over toward the right side. Flipping it over there to Ungershek. Sam works down the right side of the lane. Pulls up, falling away. The shot is no good. Rebound saved by Sam underneath, but he tries to throw it back into play. There was no one there to take it. Wednesday games also will include Evangel at Baker, Graceland at Penn, Culver Stockton at Central Methodist, Peru at Grandview, and game, of course, will be on Camp Radio Wednesday, Benedictine at Park. 12-40 to go in the ball game. Wildcats leading Benedictine by a pair at 41-39. And here's a little fadeaway shot that is up and good by Seth Larson. And Seth will extend that Culver lead now to 43-39. Ahmad Lewis starts into the lane, backs out on top. Gets it between the circles, and Ungershik gets it to Ahmad. They're really defending Lewis now. From deep behind the goal at the very corner of the baseline, Sam's three-point shot, no good. Rebound, Culver, and up the floor, knocked away by Ahmad. Here comes Sam, runs down the floor, looks into the middle, there's nothing there, comes out on top. Kimmy, he's alone for three, can't get it to drop. Rebound, Seth Larson and Culver coming the other way. 11:40 to go in the game. Culver Stockton still holding on to that four-point lead. Benedictine has really hit a cold stretch. The Ravens are one of their last 9 shots now. Here's a little follow-up shot from the baseline left. Nope. Offensive rebound followed up, and a Tyson Caffey foul. Tyson will have only his second or third foul here today. I've got him for now 3. 11:23 left in the game. That's still a long, long way to go. Free throws for Jim King. Perfect. King gets his first free throw of the afternoon, and a guy who's normally an 84.5% shooter puts that one in, giving him 8 points in the game, and putting his Culver Stockton club up by 5. Ahmad Lewis and Tyson Canty will check out now for Benedictine. Second free throw, kicks out, no good. Hunter Schneider in the game, now for the Ravens. Schneider, Belt, LaRue, Reynolds, Ungershik are the Benedictine 5. Schneider backing in, skips it out on top, LaRue. Goes right, shoots it off the window, way off. Rebound, Reynolds, out on top, Sam. He'll go 3, way short. Rebounding it down, Culver. The ball batted away, feet underneath. The layup is good. Ungershick with the steal. Preston with the bucket. That's a couple of freshmen out there getting after it. Well done. Benedictine is back within three. 44-31. Ravens trail by three. 10.5 to go. Here's a turnaround shot for the baseline left. It's up and good. Seth Larson gets the double figure scoring now. That'll be his 10th of the game. 46-41. 10:20 to go. Again, the Ravens down five. Here's a runner down the left side. Braden Belt. Belt has 11. And oddly, we're getting a timeout taken here. Joseph, that means we're going to have another one coming up right away. Timeout called. 10:15 to go in the half. Taking a break. Wildcats 46, Ravens 43.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Play here in this ball game. It is a 46-43 lead for Culver Stockton over Benedict and the Ravens battling back. Neither team has ever been able to put together much of a lead here. Shot is going to go up for CSC. It's off the side of the backboard. No good. Preston Reynolds rebounds it down to Benedict with a quick outlet pass. LaRue will take it down the right side, drives to the right side of the lane, turns, spins, twists, shoots, and somehow scores it. What a nice shot, Bryson LaRue, and he's got 8. 46-45. Ravens back to within one. 9:45 to go. Culver will take it over to the left side. Culver Stockton may be gripping just a little bit. It's the Ravens who, as I mentioned a moment ago, were 1 of 9. Now they are 3 of their last 3. And so BC finding the range a little bit. We're going to have Sam picking up a foul. So Sam Ungashik will pick up the personal foul. It is his second, and now we'll have the media break. Joseph, we're going to go right back to you now at 9:35 to play in the guys' game. This is going to be a great fourth quarter. The score, Culver 46, Benedictine 45.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Culver Stockton in front of Benedictine. The Ravens continue to play that good defense. BC's ranked second in the conference in scoring defense through 10 games, holding their opponents to 67 points a game. And, well, they're about on their way to do that again here today. Coming out of the floor for head coach Ryan Mooney is going to be Sam Ungashik and Preston Reynolds, Ahmad Lewis. We've also got Bryson LaRue, and rounding it out, I see Hunter Schneider. 9:20 to go in the game. Here's a shot. It's a three. That is perfect. Wow. Just snaps the net. The first bucket of the game by Culver Stockton's Jalen Blaze. Oddly enough, Blaze started in the game, and after all this time, just now picking up his first points, makes it 49-45. We go inside 9 minutes to play. Ahmad Lewis will have it up to the top side, swing it over to the left. Sam will drive in, leaning into the lane, puts an off-balance shot up, won't go, and Culver Stockton rebounds it down. into the game for CSC again is Coke Daw. Driving over to the right side, falling away, the shot, knocking it down. It's up a good Jamon Monastern. CSC has bounced back in a big way, and they have gone up by a half a dozen. 51-45. Ravens need a little surge here. 17-foot shot off the mark by Benedictson. Bryson LaRue couldn't get it to fall, and at 8:15 left in the game, and down a half a dozen, Benedictson is back on defense. Culver Stockton comes up topside. Very unusual group out there for the Ravens here, and a shot goes up, but a foul is called. Let's see if it's prior to or during. Wait to see where this foul is going to go. It'll be on Preston Reynolds. So Preston picking up his second foul of the game. Culver Stockton brings it in. They'll reset the shot clock to 20. CSC is back on offense. Topside is Modester. To the right side, Jalen Blaze. Backing in, dropping a shoulder, now losing the handle of the ball, and it's going to be lost out of bounds. That was great defense by Preston Reynolds. And Jim King kind of just lost the handle on it a little bit. He tried to blame Preston for committing a foul. The official was standing in ideal position to see that that was not the case. Here comes Benedictson. 7:50 to play. 51-45. Ravens trailing. Here's a driving shot. It's up. It rolls off the front lip of the rim. No good, but that'll put Sam Ungashick at the free throw line. I think that foul is on Coke Daw. Yep. Foul number one for Coke. And Ravens coming to the line again. Sam Ungashick will step up there. He is only a 65% free throw shooter, but you feel like he's got to be better than that. He looked better than that there as he hits the first one. 7:46 to go. Ravens down by 5. This free throw makes it 4. So Sam will hit them both. Having come into the game for just a little while, back out of the Raven lineup is going to come Hunter Schneider. Getting a little spot time in there for BC, about 5-6 minutes. Culver Stockton back up court with the basketball, but again, now leading only by 4. Coming up to the top side, but it is going to be Carondas, Harris, Anderson. The shot is up. No. Rebound, Benedictson. Here comes Sam, and the Ravens are on the run. BC will immediately send one guy deep into each corner, bring it out on top. Now they'll flex it back to the right wing. Kicking it up over there is going to be Braden Belt. Has it knocked out of his hands. It's loose on the floor. Taken away by Culver. Down to Bora Modester. He's 1-on-3 and goes straight to the rack. Doesn't get the bucket, but draws the foul. The whistle's going to be on Ungashick. That'll now be Sam's third personal foul this afternoon. Benedictson will commit team foul 7, and Culver Stockton is going to be at the line for the rest of the game. 7:10 to go. 2 of 2 at the line tonight is Javon. Front half of the 1-1 here. Perfect. One more shot coming up, and Culver pushes its lead back to 5. One more shot coming. Javon looks it over. Again, the lefty makes it look so easy. 53-47 again. Benedictson down by 6. We're at 7 minutes to play as BC comes into the forecourt. Ungashick will work it over to the left side. Comes out on top. Belt, the running 3. What a shot, Braden Belt. 14 points for Braden. And BC, as quickly as that, makes it a one-possession game. 53-50. The pass inside stolen by Preston. Here comes Benedictson. And Reynolds will have it knocked out of his hands. It goes out of bounds. BC is going to have a back in play. 6:39 to go. You can hear Coach Hill. He didn't like the call down there. He didn't think that ball had gone out of bounds off his team. But the official does. Ravens are going to have it back in. 20 on the shot clock at 6.5 minutes left in the game. Getting serious now. Ravens trail by 3, but they've got the balls. Ungashick will dove it over to the right side. That's going to be Tyson with it. Dribbles twice, brings it out toward the top. He'll give it over there to Sam. who slides down the right side, backs away, goes three, hits three, ties the game. Sam Ungerschick. Ravens tie it up, and we have a Colbert timeout. We'll be back. A great finish in store with 6:15 to play in the game. It's Benedictine 53, Culver Stockton 53.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Crowd on hand here this afternoon is being treated to a good, good guys game. Exciting women's game this afternoon. Unfortunately, it ended up going the way of Culver Stockton. Lady Ravens battling tough all the way to the end, but coming up just short in that one. Here in the guys game, it is a 53-53 ball game with 6:15 left. PC's got Sam Ungerschick, Preston Reynolds, Ahmad Lewis, Braden Belt, Tyson Campy out there for Culver Stockton. You've got who? Javon Bodister's out there. See Jim King on the floor. Jaden Blaze out there. We've got Karondas Harris-Anderson and rounding it out, Ryan Moore out on the floor. Here's a shot. It's up. No good. Culver rebounding it down. Benedictine. Campy coming out with a rebound to the Ravens. Are going to take it the other way. BC is back on offense. The shot up. Missing. A foul. And Benedictine will come to the free throw line with an opportunity at the lead. The foul is going to be on Jim King, his third personal foul today. And at the line, Preston Reynolds, an 81% free throw shooter. And the first one, perfect. Preston, he's kind of been an up and down scoring player. I don't want to say offensive player because that involves a lot more than just points, but today Preston has gotten only 5 points and three of them at the free throw line, and that one is his fourth at the free throw line, and he's got six. And Benedictine with those free throws is back in front. Ravens lead it now 55-53, 5:40 to go. Culver the basketball over to the right side, and now they've got Seth Larson out there. Here's a three from the left. It's up. No good. Ungerschick coming down with a rebound. Here comes Benedictine. A little miss off the left side by Jalen Blaze. He thought he was going to knock that thing down. You can see as he comes up the floor, the body language, he's like, gosh, I thought I had that thing, and it just didn't happen. Ravens into the lane. The shot is up by Belt, and he gets fouled. Probably going to be on Javon. Here it is. Monister picks up the personal foul, and for him, he's played smooth game, his first foul of the afternoon. But as that is Culver Stockton's, what, fifth team foul, it looks like? The first of two free throws is up and good for BC. Braden Belt will knock it down. That's his first free throw today. So Belt will hit the first one, and the second will not go in. It is 56-53 Benedictine, and we are just over 5 minutes to play. BC is on a 9-0 run right now over the last couple of minutes. They've hit five of the last seven. Culver Stockton, conversely, is not. Here's a chop from the outside, no good. And Culver's now 0 for their last four shots. And haven't scored in almost 2.5 minutes. BC back on offense. Ravens with the ball, leading it by 3. 4.5 to go over to the left side. Ungerschick comes out on top. Preston Reynolds drives down the lane, changes hands, shot is up. It's good, plus one. Preston Reynolds, that was a strong play as he went into the middle. Jim King is going to be called for his fourth foul of the afternoon. And Preston has an opportunity at the old-fashioned three-point play. Jim King going to be taken out of the game by Culver head coach Aaron Hill. Back into the lineup well, let me rephrase that, into the lineup, not back in, because I do not believe so far this afternoon we've seen Jacob McGee. Free throw's good. It is 59-53 Benedictine. Ravens swing this game completely, going up now by, what, half a dozen with inside 4.5 to go. McGee for Culver Stockton, a 6'5 sophomore from Arkansas, who has not scored this season, but they have brought him into the game. They've got a plan for him. They'll put up a three. That is wide right. Offensive rebound by Culver, and they're going to reset. 4 minutes to go in the game. Culver Stockton starts down the right side, puts it back on top. Again, it's McGee. Dishes right, all alone. The wide open three misses. Another offensive rebound, and it's put up and in by Ryan Moore. Timeout, Culver, taking a blow it. We're taking it with him, Joseph. 3:52 to go. Ravens 59, Wildcats 55.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Both of these teams huddled up around their respective coaching staffs. I mean, they are working on it right now. So it's going to be interesting to see how this thing all shakes out as the game goes on. Culver Stockton over to our right. Benedictine with head coach Mooney over to our left as they are huddled up for the last 3:52 to play. Checking in. Culver Stockton timeout. Makes me want to take a glance. Benedictine has two timeouts remaining. Culver Stockton has no timeouts left. Don't often in this day and age see team use all their timeouts this way, but they have Evangeline William Penn, Baker, all. Can you believe I can say those three in the same breath? All tied for the top spot of the conference with undefeated records. Mid-America and Peru and Central Methodist are one-loss teams. Right behind them. Here comes the Raven offense. 3.5 to go. Ungershick over to the right side. Braden Belt looks inside. We're single digits on the shot clock. Ungershick will drive it to the left. He'll go in. Change hands. Goes up. Misses. Tyson Cathy puts the follow, but that follow shot will not matter as the foul occurs on Sam's layup as he's coming to the free throw line. Foul is going to be the third this afternoon by Culver Stockton's Ryan Moore. And Sam Ungershick back again for Benedictine at the free throw line. Ooh, it got quiet in here. The first free throw is up and good. Sam, 3 of 3 at the line today. And again, he's an 81.8% free throw shooter on the season coming into the game. But oddly enough, not a lot of free throws for this point of the season. It's 9 of 11 coming in today. Second one is on its way. Knocked it right down. BC has been very good at the free throw line, it feels like to me. Let me do a little math, and I'll give you the exact numbers here in a second. 61-55, Ravens up a half a dozen. We're down to 3:19 to go. The free throw line today, Benedictine is, what, 12 of 14? And so is Culver Stockton. So both of these teams, 12 of 14. That's 86%. That's good. Here's a shot. No. Offensive board. Followed. No. Tipped out. Another offensive board, a long board. And now the ball is loose on the court, picked up by Sam. Here comes Benedictine. Ravens have numbers. It's 4-on-2. Back over to the left side, and they're going to throw it away anyway. And then Ungershick gets tangled up and commits a foul to the backcourt. Culver Stockton will come to the free throw line, and this is a blessing for Culver Stockton. An opportunity to put points on the board with no time getting away on the clock, and we're down now to only 2 minutes and 49 seconds to go. 61-55, Ravens in front. Ravens are going to, I'm watching Ahmad Lewis. He was down to the baseline left of the lane, and now they're going to bring him up toward the free throw line and put Preston Reynolds to the baseline left on the side of the lane. right side of the lane, it's going to be Tyson Canty and Braden Belt, and hoovering around on top, Sam Ungerschick. They'll stop play for a minute and cowl down the floor just a little bit. Benedictine on the road, and we're going to be with them Wednesday. Parkville, Missouri is the place. Ravens and the Pirates. Sabrito up and good. Seth Larson, his 11th point in. He is 3 of 3 at the free throw line today. Big guy will eye it up, take his time, put it on its way. He'll hit them both. The 6'5 sophomore out of Columbia, Missouri, an 88% free throw shooter on the season. Plants two right there, makes it 61-57, and only 2:46 to go. For Benedictine, getting patient is important. For Coach Moody, a wise move. Getting organized is important. He's going to take a timeout and give his team the path to a win here this afternoon, and they're going to lay this thing out. We're taking a break with them. 2:41 to go in the ballgame. Ravens taking a timeout, leading Culver Stockton 61-57.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Again, these teams coming up right to respect the coaching staffs, and this is where all of the practice and all the work becomes extremely important. Know what coach means when he tells you what he wants you to run and have you fully understood what the whole concept is and how it's carried out. And for the Ravens, you know, the coaches say, okay, guys, we've been working on this since, you know, whenever they started practice, maybe October or something, I don't know. But they've been working on this, and let's see him implement it here. BC will put it in play. They'll go to the right block. The shot by Preston Reynolds. No. Rebounding it back down Culver Stockton. So the Ravens didn't take a lot of time off the clock. And I think Coach Moody would have preferred seeing them be perhaps a little more patient on that possession. We're still at 2:15 to go in the game. Culver has the basketball on the trail only by 4. Here's a feed to the top of the key. Back over to the left side with the Bogo CFC. The shot from the top. It's 3. It's good. How about that? That's a big, big bucket. For Culver Stockton and Ryan Moore. He's been a pivotal player, making it 61-60. Ravens only up 1 as we're down to 2 minutes to play. Back to the right side is Braden Bell. He'll take it to the free throw line. Back into the lane. Goes up with a one-handed runner. It gets the roll. It's good. And the Culver player coming up a little limping here. Big shot for Benedictine. Ravens coming up the court now defensively. They lead it 63-60. And we're at a minute and a half to go. Braden Bell having a big day. Here's a Culver 3 left side. Boom! Wow, wide open. And they did not put a hand in front of Seth Larson. It was like basket. It was just like shooting basket in, or shooting baskets in practice. Tying the game at 63. And now we're going to get Benedictine using their last timeout. Both teams out of timeouts. We're going to take this final one, Joseph, with 1:17 to play. Ravens, 63. Wildcats, 63.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Oh, the Benedict and Pep band in the background, the fans in the stands, and the teams huddled around their coaches as we're down to the last minute, 17 of this game, just like you're starting over. It's 63-63. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph in the studio. Tom Counts with you here. More basketball coming up next week as we have a full slate of action. We've got high school basketball Tuesday, Benedictine on the road. What, Wednesday, Sports Look Thursday, again Friday and Saturday. We are packed up as we make that final sprint into the holiday break. Here comes BC putting it in play, and Ungashik will have it out near the center line. He will drive around to the right side, accelerate, goes in, off the window, high, no good, tipped out, no good, falls up, no good, we get a whistle. We got a foul, and we got free throws coming up for Benedictine, and that's got Coach Hill really, really upset. Trying to decide against whom they will be calling this foul. Foul is going to be on Ryan Moore. Four fouls on Moore. Preston at the free throw line. The first one, too soft. Preston Reynolds coming to the line, having hit five in a row here today. All of his free throws he's hit until that one. Still tied at 63. Second one, short, misses them both. Culver comes down with a rebound with a minute five to go. 1 minute left. Into the forecourt with it comes Javon Monister. Swings it over to the left side, now driving into the lane. The dish back to the right. Monister is up. It's three. Air ball short. Rebound is on the floor. The scrum for the ball picked up by Benedictine. Coming up with it. Preston Reynolds and into the forecourt. Ungashik. 42 seconds left. Ungashik will back it away. And I had both teams out of timeout, so somebody had one. And we're going to take it. I think it's maybe Coach Moody who's referring to his studies here, what the Ravens are going to want to do. Joseph, we're going to hang on to it right here. We've about warmed you out. Let me tell you kind of what's going on. We're with 42 seconds left. The two teams tied at 63. We've got 23 on the shot clock. And this thing coming right down absolutely to the wire so far this afternoon. Wait a minute. I just think I may have lost my stuff here. I did. Hold on. Let me kind of bring this back up again. Culver shot, 21 of 60. That's a lot of shots. Hitting 35%. Benedictine, 21 of 52. Hit 40. From the outside, Culver is 7 of 25. Benedictine is 8 of 24. A DeFranco line. Culver 14 of 16, Benedictine 13 of 17. So these teams are just about dead even in every regard. Turnovers, the Ravens 13 to Culver's 11. Rebounds 37 and 36. And you'd expect to look at the clock and see what you've got here. Benedictine putting it in play. 39, 38 seconds left. BC going to some motion. They rotate it around the front. Over to the left. Belt goes three. No. Rebound, big collision, reaching in, ball tied up. Is it a foul or is it a jump ball? Christians are going to converge, and we're going to see what they're going to call here. One side says one thing, one side says another, and jump ball, possession, Benedictine. So now the shot clock will go off. And we have 29 seconds left. They're going to get some things talked about down here. We're going to take a break. Joseph, let's do it. Last 29 seconds of the game. Ravens Wildcats, we're even at 63.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Well, Well, it's all come down to this. You hear a lot of people say, huh, I like to listen to the last 5 minutes or 3 minutes of a basketball game. Well, you didn't want to miss any of this today because it has all come together to culminate in this great finish. 29 seconds of play, 63-63. Benedictine putting it in play at their offensive end, and here we go. It's a must-score possession for the Ravens. Out on top, Tyson Cathy, right side, Sam. Ungershick plays off the screen, works over to the left side, sweeps it over to Ahmad. Lewis goes into the lane, falls down, goes up, got fouled, come to the line for two. Now, a moment ago, Benedictine was at the line for two, and a really good free throw shooter, Preston Reynolds, was unable to connect on either one. And Ahmad Lewis, who hit three threes in the first half for nine, hasn't scored since. Ahmad Lewis has gotten a lot of PT today. He's been out there 30 minutes, but has not scored since the first half. So here we go. Ahmad Lewis will be coming to the free throw line. Oh, and by the way, that is the fifth foul for Ryan Moore. So Moore will foul out with 17 seconds to go and 17 points. First free throw for Ahmad. You can hear the crowd. It's up and in. Ahmad with 10 points, putting his team up by one. Big, deep breath. The junior sends this one. Perfect. 65-63. Here comes Culver. 13-12. And this will be the final break of the game. I thought it was earlier, and I had numbers up here that I was reading incorrectly. But that, I'm looking at the scores, and Nellie's telling us both that neither team has any left. And Nellie's telling me that. I'm believing it's right. There's no doubt in my mind. That's how it is. 13 seconds left in the game. 65-63. And now for Culver Stockton, what are you going to do? You go inside, try to hit a two, maybe hope for two plus one. To shoot for the three, look to win on the road. A lot of coaches will have that frame of mind. You know, maybe tie at home, but win on the road. Certainly that's an old baseball kind of an idea. We'll see how this all shakes out here. Got high school basketball on Cam Radio Tuesday night, Wednesday, Benedictine at Park University. Thursday night sports look, Friday night high school, Saturday. The Ravens will have their final game of the first semester at Clark. For Coach Moody, it'll be Tyson Caffey and Braden Belt. Ahmad Lewis, Sam Ungershick, Preston Reynolds. For Culver, it's going to be Monaster, Blaze King, Larson, and Harris Anderson. Here we go. Culver putting it in play right at the end of their bench near the scorer's table. Looking in with it. It's going to be Larson. He'll take it all the way into the backboard. And losing the ball, going back to chase it, nearly losing it out of bounds and picking it up all the way in the backcourt. Here comes Culver Stockton. He'll swing it left with four. Down to the baseline with three. The wild shot of the buzzer. It's off the mark, and the Ravens win it. Wait a minute. Hold on. We got an official saying there's a foul. Hold on. Coach Moody calling his team over. The official walking over to Coach Moody, still with his hand extended, indicating that there is a foul call. And so what has happened here? The clock says zero. Coach Moody is pleading his case to the official. The official up near the 28-foot mark had called a foul on the shot down into the goal. Another official says no. Now they're calling Coach Hill up to the center, right in front of the scorer's table, right below us here at midcourt. And everybody's having a little powwow. Ravens have left the floor. The fans have all held on here. And now they're going to go to the video and try to see if they can determine whether the foul occurred before the end of the game. Now, here at Benedictine, they put up new backboards. They're modern. They're the state of the art with the bright LED perimeters around the backboard, through the back, so as you can see in the minute the game is over, those things, brilliant red, stop sign red. And you will see it, you will know it. Not only do you have, can you refer to the clock above the backboard, but you can look at the backboard itself and see if the light had gone off. Now, the first official has exited the viewing area, and the second one is going to come in. They're going to look at this again and see, is the foul prior to the game having concluded? This must be really, really tight because they are looking hard, hard at this. Sports Information Director Josh Pound moving the video back and forth for them at their discretion. And we're waiting to see just what they're going to decide here. The decision, oh, they're going to call Coach Moody over. And apparently the game goes on. So Culver Stockton, trailing by two, comes to the free throw line with zero time on the clock, shooting two free throws. The band in the background raising a ruckus. Neither team with any timeouts. Oh, they're going to put time up. 0.3 seconds. 3/10 of a second is on the clock. Coming to the free throw line for Culver Stockton is Seth Larson. Perfect at the line tonight. He must hit both. The first one, no good. Is there a reason to shoot the next one? Of course there's. With time on the clock, you got to shoot it. Seth Larson missed the first one. Second one, got it. Ravens just have to bring this thing in. They do. It's over. Benedictine wins it. It took a moment. It wasn't easy. But a big win for the Ravens at home this afternoon. We'll be back to summarize it for you. The final score today, Benedictine, 65. Culver Stockton, 64.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this. Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Welcome back here to the Nolan Gymnasium. Tom Counts with you courtside. The crowd, it's one of those games, you know, where the crowd just kind of stands around and they're sort of just like in awe of the game that they've just seen. And they're kind of still soaking it up and it just happened. And how thrilling is that, huh? That's a good time. As the Benedictine Ravens come away with a 65-64 win. And people are all just kind of milling around a little bit yet, just maybe soaking up the moment or, you know, like I say, letting it soak in that it was a big win for them here today. A recap of the scoring is we'll take a few moments and hope to get a chance to get Coach Moody out here. For Culver Stockton, man, 17 points for Ryan Moore. Unfortunately for CSC, he fouls out with 17 seconds to go in the game. Ryan Moore was perfect at the free throw line today at, what, three? No, he was not perfect. He was 5 of 6 at the free throw line. Following him in scoring, Seth Larson, 16 points. Also in double figures, Jamon Monister with 13. Jim King had eight. It was Karondas Harris Anderson contributing 5 points, and Jalen Blaze with a 3-point shot in the second half to round out the Cover Stockton scoring. For Benedict, and again, 65 points, not a lot of points. Thank you so much. Getting the hand-delivered stats up here. It didn't get any better than that. For Benedict, and how about Braden Belch? 17. He had 7 in the first half, 10 more in the second, 17 points for Braden Belch today. Double-figure scoring also for both Sam Ungashick with 11, but also Ahmad Lewis, 11 points today for Benedictine. Preston Reynolds knocked in 9 today, 7 of those in the second half. For Preston, right down to the wire, he was perfect at the free throw line, and then 2 free throws late, and they just would not quite go in for him, but he's able to withstand all of that. Bryson LaRue, young man who's beginning to get a little more time on the floor for Coach Moody. Bryson with 8 points today. Tyson Cathy, a half a dozen, all of them scored in the opening half, and rounding up the Benedictine scoring this afternoon, Joel Adise. Joel, 3 points, 2 in the first half and 1 in the second. When it's all said and done today, Benedictine and Culver Stockton. Culver, 21 of 61. Benedictine, 21 of 53. So Culver hitting 34% of their shots. The Ravens a little bit better than that at 39. From the outside, again, these numbers are just about as similar as they can be. Culver is 7 of 25. Benedictine from the outside, 8 of 25. So Culver hitting 28% of his 3-point shots. Benedictine hitting 32%. And at the free throw line, not only were there quite a few free throws, but these two teams shot just spectacular numbers. Culver Stockton is 15 of 18. 83%. For Benedictine, 15 of 19. And that's in just under 80%. So really, really good free throw shooting by both teams. You look at the rebounding numbers, total rebounds, 39 for Culver Stockton, 36 for Benedictine. Fouls were very much the same at 14 and 13. Ravens and Culver Stockton each credited with 9 assists on the afternoon. Ravens turned it over a couple of more times at 13. Culver turning it over 11 times today. BC gets credit for 5 blocked shots, and Preston Reynolds accounts for 3 blocks, 1 also for Ahmad Lewis and 1 for Joel Adise. Culver Stockton on the afternoon gets a single block on the day. And 8 steals for Benedictine. Culver Stockton with 5. This game was tight. It was exciting. It was great right down to the very, very finish. And here comes head coach Ryan Moody coming over. We'll get a chance to chat with him. I'll get this stuff out here and crank that up. Hey, coach! No, I'm doing all right. I'm about exhausted. You might have to wrangle that around and see if you can get that thing figured out. Is it near me? Yeah, I got
good.
You, man.
All right, I'm going to sit.
Pull up a chair. Make yourself at home. You've been up and down a lot here this afternoon. I'm just telling the people listening and going over the stats, you can't get this thing much closer than it was. I mean, you look at all the numbers. These two teams mirrored one another, and they fought tooth and nail. This was a classic battle between two teams hungry for a win.
Yeah, I agree. I think, I'm just giving credit to Culver Stockton for a great game plan. They were down a guy, you know, a pretty good player that didn't play today. And our guys, I'll tell you what, they just fight. I mean, it feels clunky and looks gross at times. And, you know, we have some guys not producing, but we found a way. And I think this is another step in the process, Tom, or step up that ladder of like becoming an experienced, mature team. You know, you gotta find ways to win games, when you're not very good on offense. And we defended today. We made free throws. And we found a way to win a game when our offense wasn't great. And we'll take it. I mean, we need it. And they've earned it. We were kind of sitting there as a staff at the end when they were, you know, deciding whether that free throws were going to be taken or not before the time clock. And I'm like, this group has earned a break. You know, but anyways, we didn't get it. And we ended up, he missed. And we got the ball in. The game's over. So, really proud of the effort. Really, really proud of the effort.
But this is how it's got to be when you've got young guys. I mean, you're going to have to get that game time. You're going to have to get that experience. They don't come in experienced players, you know, very often. And so, you know, games like this, are good for them. I mean, it makes coaches a little bit gray, but for the teams, I mean, they become better teams in the long run because of all of that.
No doubt. I mean, you know, like this, I mean, this is our sixth single digit game. Now we've only won one. You know, the first five that we played where the outcome was decided by single digits, we lost. And that's what I mean by step in the process. Like, we learned how to win this game tonight. We learned how to fight through adversity and to fight through, being tough and all those things. And I just thought we did a really, really good job. There was a lot of learning that took place in this game. And I think there would have been regardless, but it sure is easy. It's, in basketball, when you're playing the way we've played up to this point, it's a lot nicer to learn when you win, versus learning when you lose.
We saw Bryson LaRue, I think maybe more than we've seen him before. And he did some nice things. You could see, I could see, you know, they're young guy errors. That's just going to happen. But I also saw flashes of some of the things I said to myself when he was doing them. I said, this is why coaches got him out here.
Oh, yeah, he's going to play more. I mean, his efficiency numbers, when you break down his minutes and what he's getting done on the floor, at least the way we look at it as staff, I mean, he needs to play more. You know, he's going to get up into that 20, maybe 20-plus range, and he's just going to learn on the fly as a freshman too. You know, I mean, we've got so many of these young guys out there, and I just love the way he's aggressive. I think he's got great hands, and he can finish around the rim. He can flat-out guard, you know, so as a fresh body's great as a freshman. So I'm excited. I think Bryson's going to have a great career here, and you know, we're just going to keep probably moving his minutes up and up.
For you guys, it's a quick bounce back. We're going to be down at Parkville. I always like going to Parkville a lot. For something, there's something about that floor in that gym. It's bizarre. It's weird. It's kind of unusual sort of a structure. And yet, I always feel like your teams play well in there.
Well, we have. Hopefully, you don't jinx us, but we have. But I think, you know, last year we played really well in there. I do think it's a tough place to play. You don't shoot it well in there, but I was going to say, like, we don't shoot it well right now anyway. So, you know, like, I don't think that'll faze us too much as long as we can go in there and defend them. To your point about the quick turnaround, I mean, it is, but I think the toughest part we're going through right now, Tom, is people, we're in finals, you know, so like Benedictine does finals, this past Thursday, Friday, and then we have finals Monday, Tuesday. We do wrap around the weekend finals. So, you know, our guys get a little bit of a break tomorrow from basketball, but they're probably having to study because they've got finals on Monday and Tuesday. You know, so this whole Wednesday, Saturday, Wednesday, this past Wednesday, this today, and then this coming Wednesday is just a blur because we have to practice at weird times. We can't practice very long because we know that their minds are fried because they're studying and taking tests. Like, everything is just kind of like very short and sweet, and it's all about keeping their legs and keeping their heads fresh. So, you know, we'll give them tomorrow off. We'll get in the gym a little bit on Monday and a little bit on Tuesday, but you know, just more, like I said, keeping them fresh as much as possible. We'll go down and, you know, we just told them we had three in a row where we didn't feel very good about ourselves that we lost. Well, we got a chance to finish with three in a row, you know, where we feel pretty good about ourselves going into break. And that starts with Park now, right? Like, we took care of step one. Let's get dialed in on step two. Proud of this group and this crowd again. I mean, even though it's a little smaller, the students weren't here because of finals and heck, half the student body's already gone, you know, because of their finals are over and things like that. But the crowd was awesome. Our band, I mean, I don't know if the band listens to your broadcast. Like, our band is amazing. They're so good on free throws.
They're having a good time.
They're having a great time, and they add to our atmosphere, and I'm so thankful that we have them, and we'll do something special for them before the end of the year for sure. But, you know, I just really thankful to everybody that's out that came. And
you know, you have a lot of guys my age. Oh, there were a lot of old guys who come out today.
Yeah, Coach O'Connor.
Coach O'Connor's here.
Diddy and all those guys. Yeah, they were here.
Love it.
And I do want to give a shout-out again, too, because the Atchison community stepped up, excuse me, and we had Toys for Tots. I mean, we've got a ton of toys out there that we're going to donate to the Salvation Army. This was this game and our Wednesday night game were donation games. So thank you to anybody that came and brought a toy and, you know, got us through this Saturday. We're looking forward to being done with finals and finish out with two games here in 2022.
Coach, I've got that jet propulsion physics thing coming up my final. Can I come over to the house? Will you kind of coach me through that a little bit?
I think you'll fail if I'm your tutor. If I'm your tutor, you won't do well.
We'll have to figure out something else.
All right,
Tom. Hey, Coach, we appreciate it, man. Congratulations again. That was a fun, good, hard-fought win. And like I say, it was a good one for the team.
Yeah, it was really good. This is a fun group. Thanks, Tom.
See you Wednesday.
All right, see you.
Brian Moody, head coach of the Benedictine guys after an outstanding win here this afternoon. So Benedictine wraps up the day with a split against Culver Stockton Wildcats. And we'll be back with it Wednesday. Quick glance at the schedule. Tuesday night, high school hoops. Wednesday, Benedictine at Park. Thursday, sports look. Friday, high school. And Saturday, Benedictine's final game of 2022. Thanks for having joined us. So we'll greet you next time. Joseph back at the Care Sports Studio. Tom Counts here at the NOLA getting ready to pack up the gear. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball. Heard on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.